Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Well, here we are.
I was going to say, I guess you're going to start.
Well, I didn't know. I was looking at you. You were looking at me.
That sounds like the beginning of a song.
It's true. Which is how the beginning of every one of these relationships started. Like, they begin like a pop
a song.
They begin like a pop song, and y'all, they're going to end like a country song.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Y'all, this is Love in Paradise, : the Caribbean. Now, this show...
And this is Reality Gaze.
If
you're new to us, this is on our... Well, this episode's on our free feed, but rest of these... the first two episodes are going to go on our free feed, and the rest are going to go behind Patreon or Supercast. But so if you're new to us, we're the Reality Gaze. We talk a lot about 90 Day Fiancé, and this is the newest kind of offering from the 90 Day multiverse.
Ish, yeah.
I feel like, are they going to have Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, and then like Love in Paradise,
Croatia, or
Dick
Hawaii,
Riviera
edition.
If they put Love in Paradise, : the Dick Riviera, I am suing Discovery Plus to sue us.
If y'all are unfamiliar with the Dick Riviera, it's that whole ball-shaped area, prostate-shaped area. In the kind of Mediterranean Sea.
The taint of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, it's Croatia, Greece, all of it. That is where you may find the variety of the biggest uncut dicks
in all the world. Okay. Overall thoughts on this show.
I think this has the potential to be so fucking messy. I'm here for it. I called it Love After Lockup plus 90 Day Fiancé. I think I'm going to walk that back a little bit because no one is as big of red flags. Uh-huh. However, I will say that I don't think any of these relationships are going to work out with the exception of the older couple. And I say older, they're outside their 20s. But they still have a long way to go. All of the younger couples, none of these people are serious. These are all like wannabe influencers.
or they're completely just clueless, like Ariana. Yeah, oh bless her heart.
This is gonna be real messy, y'all. I just and all of the basically every single relationship was initiated on a bang trip. So this is not like we connected over photos, we talked. This is you look good in the cabana one night. I had too many pisco sours. We banged. We hung together for the next three or four nights. I cry when I left you. I forgot about you for a couple of months until I went back there. And then I realized we could make something of it.
Or it, I forgot about you until I didn't get my period.
Oh, her poor mother.
Her poor.
Who says, didn't really expect to become a grandma. From a vacation.
From a vacation.
That was my favorite line of this episode. She said it so seriously,
she
too.
Did. Oh, I'm going to call this now. I think this is the, the time of the show could not be more perfect.
Oh,
because
perfect.
We're all stuck inside. We're dealing with pandemics. Yeah. Up, the world's starting to open up, but things are coming. Delta's back. Like, we're dealing with this stress. We just want to get away and see beautiful places and kind of forget about our lives. I'm predicting this show will do well, and they will do more Love in Paradise.
Ugh.
I think they're going to do the Mediterranean. I bet.
Bahamas.
I bet they're going to do the Bahamas. Yeah. The I don't know. The
well, I guess
know,
that's kind
island.
Of Caribbean. So
or that's a Caribbean, like the Maldives, maybe.
It's a little far, but
Bali. Yeah. But I don't know what they're going to do. Like
South Pacific, yeah.
Lake Murray out here in Ardmore, Love in Paradise, Lake Murray.
I'm at Tasha after I hit up the bait shop. And we had a wonderful 3 days together just eating SpaghettiOs out of the can. Then she went back to Enid and I never saw her again. She got a problem because she, you know, she's got that limp, and she take care of her mama.
Her boyfriend from Wetumpka's looking for her too.
Yeah, she's got a warrant. She's got a couple open warrants. But so y'all, basically, let me explain the premise if we hadn't already. These are people. The reason why they're calling this a 90-day story is. The original name of this show, and I wrote it down because it was going to be on our list, and it was called 90 Day Fiancé Caribbean Love. And maybe they didn't have a final title yet, which happens a lot. I have a feeling that TLC, especially with Discovery Plus, they're just putting out so much content. They're like, yeah. This is going to be called Bang Trip Central.
And
probably it was announced and it never got the final okay for the name. And the reason why, you guys, that some of them are doing the K-1 visa, but there are some who aren't. So the idea of a 90-day fiancé really... These people might be candidates to be on 90 Day Fiancé. This is much more before the 90 days ish, but it's not really the same.
So that's my question. Why didn't they just put these people on before the 90 days? Is it because everybody, they realized we have a lot of people that had bang trips on islands and we could create this show from this?
Yes, because these are all bang trips. These are all people who were beguiled by the sunset and the parrots in the palm trees. And they've had a couple too many sea breezes.
Ah.
And they see a DJ over the DJ booth. And you know what? Life, this is the thing. It's not reality when you're on vacation. You don't have to use condoms on vacation because no one gets pregnant on vacation.
Unless you're Ariana.
The thing is, y'all, people do get pregnant on vacation. You just need to wrap it up because... That's the one place you don't want to get pregnant on because you're only there for a little bit.
Because then you're dealing with the father of your child lives on an island in the Caribbean and works for a swingers club.
Yes. Oh, wow.
This is, let's.
Wow. Let's jump into the deep end of the pool.
Yo, we're in Quincy, Illinois with Ariana. She's I got everybody else's age. How old is she? She's like 24.
They're all young. They're all young except for Mark and Kay.
Yeah,
they're all in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
like blissfully unaware of what waits for them.
Blissfully. Y'all, I feel like a lot of these people, they would be friends or party with somebody like Britney from this kind of like young wanderlust or like.
Oh, Britney from Night Days.
Yeah, or like Tania when she got with Shin Jin.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Tania's too sensible.
But
to be with these people.
Not when she met Shin Jin. She
was
like
she was
younger.
Girl.
She was part. It's like they
possibly
all have
Courtney.
That.
Yeah. Young, who have like hashtag wanderlust for everything, which makes me murderous.
But that's when you should have that. Like you're young, you're not in school, you don't have a career. I wish I would have done that more. You did that.
I did that. And here's the thing. About why wanderlust isn't so great when you're 30. Number one, hangovers last longer. Number two, sleeping on the floor is not an option anymore because you got back problems.
Yep.
And I'm reading for filth, all of you wanderlusters out there who think you're going to keep doing it. Then you start having things like maybe in your mid-30s where you can eat pizza. If you eat pizza from a cabana at 2 a.m., you get acid reflux. So
you do.
The 20s is a good time.
Or both. But yeah, maybe we're wrong. I know we do have some sissies. Like we have some sissies that live in Bali and stuff that are Americans that live. So come at us. Maybe we're not seeing the bigger picture. Maybe Poodle.
Maybe
and I are,
I'm a grandma.
Maybe, which could be very true.
But I want to say it is. You should do that in your 20s. If you haven't done it, if you're trying to figure out how to travel the world, you can do it in your 30s and 40s. Know that it's going to cost more substantially.
Because I'm planning on doing that because I did not do it in my 20s and it is going to cost more. And luckily my partner wants to do that and we're not going to have kids. But y'all, when you're 40,
you don't want to stay in hostels.
Nope, I'm not staying in a hostel. I want to stay at a nice Marriott. Do you know how expensive that is in Bali?
Yeah, you're going to be paying the nose.
Yeah.
I think it's also different in your 20s when you're traveling is you're not traveling so fast. You're not, your days aren't as packed. You enjoy a night in instead of partying every night. That's the big difference too.
I know every island that they talk about, they're like, oh, Jamaica's the best party spot. Barbados is the best party spot. And I literally just went, oh, that sounds horrible.
Well, the thing about it is too, I will agree that if you're with a place where if you're like especially a lot of islands, if you're thinking of seeing sights and things like that, you'll kind of get all those done the first 3 or 4 days. Then it is parties, dinners, things like events like DJ events, things that you if you like that kind of stuff, the Caribbean is great. Or you're just like laying around getting sun. The Caribbean is wonderful. But I like to do more things. So
me too.
I don't know if I would be, I've been to the Bahamas before. And I was bored in 5 days, but that's me. Cause I'd fucked all the gay guys.
That's basically, yeah. Yeah. I will say
I was working
that
on the straight men, but it was harder than I thought.
You know, this is different. It's a little different it's like this is into a world Jake and I don't know because not to put a downer, but it is a little bit different in the Caribbean because the Caribbean's not necessarily the most gay-friendly place in the world. Like people still get killed in Jamaica for being gay.
Yeah.
So, and I don't mean that to bring it down. I mean, whole world.
You're
I'm not
accurate.
As what's her name says, I'm not familiar with this world. So it's very interesting to see. Let's jump into Ariana, y'all. So she's in
and Ariana and Sherlon.
Sherlon. Now Ariana's in Quincy, Illinois, and she said, I was always the fat girl that everybody said I had a really pretty face. And she, that bothered her.
I've heard people say that to bigger women, and I imagine that would just like bug the shit out of you. Oh. You're like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah. No, all of my queer dear friends were always. Yeah.
You're so pretty. It's a shame you're big.
You're such a pretty face. And then they just, so, you know, that's hard to hear. So, but then 2 years ago, she really got into lifting weights and she worked out and she lost 100 pounds.
Good for her.
And she was going on a trip with her sister to be like, hey, I would do this too. If I got
my new body trip. Yeah.
If I would do a new body, that's great. I love this. You're celebrating yourself. So she's like, woo, I'm going to do a new body trip. Nothing's going to take control of my body now. Nothing is going to put me off track.
Oh.
Oh. My body is mine forever. Forever. Until it's this baby's.
Until she has a baby.
What a complete, cold glass of water in the face.
I know. I'm like, did a past life of yours kill someone? Like, what did you?
Yeah.
But so. So they went to Jamaica, and that's where she met
Sherlon.
Sherlon.
He was he's working with his father in a tourism boating business. Mm-hmm. And Sherlon, you can already get an idea about what you're getting. He says, our culture is all about parties and smoking that reefer.
Smoking that reefer.
All about relax. We're on island time.
He's like, the people of Jamaica are the nicest people in the world.
It is really interesting when you do work in a place where the main export or the main business is tourism, you are constantly an ambassador because it's how you've grown up.
It's yeah, always.
And I mean, South Carolina is a tourist state. I know it's shocking for if you've. I don't know if Oklahoma is that much of a tourist state. Maybe they have some people.
No.
But especially our beaches and the mountains, you grow up evangelizing for your state and you don't realize it. So that's one of the reasons you're steeped in it. So you'll always hear people who are from tourist areas say, oh, it's the best place. You have to come here, blah, blah, blah. And maybe he's doing that because he's worked there, or maybe it's just so in his culture to do that.
Well, my cousin, my Aunt Peggy's daughter, Kelly, literally just got back from Jamaica last week, and they go on all these different places. They like going to islands, and she said it was the nicest people she's ever met on an island trip.
I believe it.
They also, many of the men tried to hit on her daughter, and two of them asked if they could take her on like a cruise, like a little boat cruise.
What happened to Ariana?
She's 14, her daughter. And
My God.
She doesn't look 14, but my cousin was like, no, 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 no. And someone's like, you can bring her, your sisters, right? And she said, I'm her mother. I just turned 50, although she does look young. So there is this very much like, I bring that up because there is this tourist culture of being ambassador, but also like, y'all, they're a lot of them are hot guys and hot women that live in this country that want to fuck up, that just want to fuck other people that come in because it's like
they,
when you go to Puerto Vallarta.
They have a limited amount.
Have you been to Puerto Vallarta, Poodle?
I have not. I've not
never
been.
Felt more attractive in my life than that, because y'all, Puerto Vallarta is in Mexico and it's a very gay area. And I mean, it's the first time I'd ever was catcalled in my life and I enjoyed it.
By locals or?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think they might have wanted your pesos?
You know what? I want you to let me have this. I felt pretty. Someone stole my cell phone later, but for a day, I felt pretty.
I have a feeling that it may have been something else they were being attracted to. Just putting that out there.
We need to move on. We need to talk about the show and not me.
So y'all, his other employment, besides he has another job, he works at a swingers resort. And he says there's just naked butts and boobies and he's
people
like,
come here for a wild time.
Yeah, we're not supposed to interact. And then the producer said, did you already break any of those rules? He's like, oh, Multiple times.
more times than you can count, my friend. My friend.
Sherlon's been in the menagerie. With people he did not know.
He is freaky fucking deaky.
Yeah.
He said he's seen orgies. And y'all, even we, 90 Day Fiance, they're showing us tits and ass.
I know. And the word fuck, I was like, ooh.
Oh, so, it's saucy.
And he says, men are dogs, my friend. Men are dogs. Now, boy, I hope Ariana doesn't see this. Maybe selectively she's gone into labor and maybe she'll never watch it again. But this is not something I would want Ariana to see.
No. And he said, I never dreamed I'd be tied to one forever.
What a sweet way to phrase that. Tied without your permission. So later on, Ariana, we find out 1 month after getting home, she finds out she is pregnant. Because she says, we did not use protection. We just got the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, y'all, bang trips are all about protection.
If I was going on a bang trip and I was a woman, I would just put something in me. That I could, an IUD. I know, I don't know if those are safe.
But that's just pregnancy prevention, not STDs or anything like that.
I know. So, I mean, I would, well, what I didn't have sex with anybody when I was in Puerto Vallarta, but I didn't want to. But when I was there were other friends, and we were all like, double wrap that condom. Like,
right.
So I can't imagine. Babies alone, but I would just assume if I had unprotected sex with somebody in Puerto Vallarta, I'm going to get gonorrhea. Like, I'm just going to get something.
And it's not where it is or the people. It is the volume of
the volume.
People who've come in and come out.
It's like if I, it's just, it's not the people. Yeah. It's like if I have sex with somebody in South Beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, that's like a haven for gay tourism. It's just going to happen.
One of the reasons that San Francisco became kind of a gay mecca is because of all of the sailors who went in and out of the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, they went in and out all the time with each other. So it became, so it's the people who are coming in and out and the return of the frequency of how many people and just the huge volume. It's like Atlanta Airport.
Yeah, you know? If you think you go on a bang trip and you think that hot guy that fucks you is only having sex with you, then you're gonna grow up to be a Carl's wife.
I mean, to be honest, I never bought it when DeVar said he wasn't the kind of guy who banged women at resorts. I think Melanie reformed him. He definitely banged women.
Yes, DeVar was banging everybody. Come on. Someone who says now that he's that sexual and has to have sex five times a day. Yes.
I believe that Melanie and DeVar and maybe Tanian and Sinjin might be the only successful bang trips.
Well, I don't know if I've heard some stuff about Sinjin that he's got a wondering eye.
Well, and I'm just saying to what we know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
y'all. So it's now 3 months before she's going to have the baby. And so Ariana's like, she said, I didn't want to do this right now. I wanted to do things else in my life, but she's keeping the baby. She's going forward. So it's 3 months. And now they're kind of discussing if they're going to bring Sherlon there, if he's not. And she finally, COVID's kind of lifted. And she, I mean, I feel for her. That's the worst time to get pregnant right before COVID.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck?
You're but now right. She is fucking Eeyore. She has a cloud of rain over her.
I'm like, what did you do?
What did you do,
life?
Honey?
Like, you've got karma. And so now she's going to go to Jamaica to figure it out. And her mom and her sister,
they're all
her two
going.
Sisters are going to go with her as well.
Y'all, it's going to be Midwestern trips. Of course, there's going to be questions about, like Mama Bev said, we even saw a little bit of this, or Sister Bev, that Melanie. So how many other children you got on the island? You know, we're going to see that. We're definitely going to see that. And so Karen, and her mother.
The mother, yes. Miss Karen.
They are going to buy some clothes for the new baby. And they're talking about putting together the baby's room. And the mom, this is so Midwestern kind of, she's like, what are we going to do with baby's room? So no Jamaican mon. And I'm like, and she's like, Mom. And I'm like, oh God. Yeah, this is going to go really well. Really
well. And Karen is worried because Sherlon is supposed to have been on top of this K-1 visa and he hasn't done anything.
Spoiler alert. I that worries got her. No indication that Sherlon actually was excited about coming to the U.S. or wanted to do anything.
That's what I kind of enjoy about this show is we kind of have this nationalism, you know, that, again, like you were saying, like people in tourist areas, well, also in countries, countries evangelize people to think your country's the best country in the world. And you and I love America. We're very grateful that we live here.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Sonny.
I am. I'm very grateful. And so, but at the same token, it's this idea I think a lot of Americans think, oh, everybody wants to come here. That's not always the case. And I thought it was super interesting that, y'all, these people live in paradise and have made their living in paradise. Why do they want to come and fucking live in, like,
Quincy, Illinois.
Yeah, in Sandusky, Ohio, or wherever, when you're key and you're a personal trainer
I would have bet you $100 because it's spelled K-E-Y. I even wrote that down. I said, Maddie's going to always pronounce this. Her name is Key.
I'm always say Key. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so Key, y'all so cute. Come here, Key. Anyway, why would you want to live here? So anyway, I think it's an interesting story perspective that they're going to be bringing up with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have for them.
We've heard that a little bit with people like Evelyn and Corey. There are a lot of exceptions to that.
Y'all, the master.
And I will say, Kay reminds me of a nice Evelyn in a lot of ways. They both have that kind of beachy vibe.
Kay gives me another vibe, too. We'll talk about that later.
I think I know what you're going to say.
But let's talk about for now Amber, who's 30, and Daniel.
Oh, no,
who's
I just
20.
Want to get. You forgot their whole situation when they were talking to him in the. Store.
Okay, go ahead.
They call him in the store, you guys, and her mom is very skeptical, and he's like, yeah, he's like, well, so what's going on, Miss Karen? And she and Ariana's like, yeah, we need to talk about this later. And he's like, oh sure, we're gonna talk about it. She's like, I gotta go. And she's like, tells her mom, I'm sorry, he's just so funny all the time. It's really hard to talk about anything serious.
Oh, and I kind of blocked that out.
That's the problem. And actually, it's not that he's so funny all the time. He gives you butterflies, and you haven't even stepped one toe into the reality pool. You have refused. Yes, you have a baby growing inside you, and it is imminent. But your brain is still in Jamaica.
I think also, too, you know, Sherlon definitely, like Poodle talked about this with DeVar. He's always on.
Yeah.
He's always on and kind of on entertainer kind of mode. But also, too, I think this hits on
so old for me.
Because Ariana already brought up her own issues with growing up and being bigger. So here's the deal is that I bet you, I'm not saying it wouldn't happen. I'm just saying that basically where she lives, a guy who looks like Sherlon would never give her the time of day.
Yeah.
Before. And then she's lost this weight. But again, y'all, we've said this before. You can lose all the weight. But it doesn't fix who you are, your confidence on the inside. Yeah. That and so if you're big, small, you can be the most confident person. That's for you to create,
right?
But I think for her, she gets so Twitter-pated with him because he's quote unquote
showing
this gorgeous
attention.
Man that's never would have done this before.
Yep,
it's not gonna go.
Let's talk about Amber and Danielle from Florida. And Costa Rica.
And Costa Rica. He's originally
Venezuelan.
Venezuelan.
Ooh, y'all.
Boy.
Ooh, I can tell you it's nice.
Venezuela.
Holy God.
Venezuelan dick. Ooh.
Venezuela, Colombia, y'all. That's
you get
that's,
more than
it's
a postcard.
Not the Caribbean area. a postcard.
Ooh.
So, Amber Amber from Seminole, Florida. Boy, she's textbook Florida. They went to, she's like, I love to travel and I haven't hooked up on every island, but I like an island romance. She meets Danielle.
Yeah, she said, I've got to experience many men from different cultures, which sounds like something Poodle would
I know.
Say.
So many.
And again, we're not judging, like, Amber is a pretty 30-year-old.
No, we're sex positive. I'm saying have a bang trip. Do all you want to. I don't love the phrase experience men from lots of cultures because it sounds like you're a buffet of men that you're trying to pick and choose it like your personal Benetton or Epcot Center.
Coming from a white blonde woman, it was a little cringy. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think she'll ever understand why we think it's cringy. So
no, she won't.
So she meets Daniel's Danielle.
Daniel.
I keep saying Danielle because that's how he pronounces it.
Oh, is that what he said? Daniel. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's how you would pronounce it in Spanish.
Oh, that's right, Danielle.
And I'm going to give that his due.
No, that's fine. Okay.
Danielle.
So
she's going to say Daniel.
He's 23.
He's very young. She's, 26?
Do you know how long he can fuck her?
Oh.
Like, just...
No, not very long, because he would have to jerk off 4 times in the morning so he can fuck her over 10 minutes.
But then when they're done, 10 minutes
he'll
later,
fuck again.
He's slapping that log on your leg saying, mm-hmm. hey, good morning. That took you to a
that
place.
That took you somewhere. I was like, ooh.
So anyway,
Darcy and Stacey.
He never thought he would be in something serious like this. And they're showing all these pictures and videos. And I just want to say, Amber is that girl or that woman who puts in those weird contacts to make her eyes look like anime that are big. And y'all, that shit freaks me out.
So he contacted her when she left. They talked every day. And when she went down there again, they got engaged.
He was like, baby, I missed you. Yes, they got engaged. And she said, COVID's made it miserable. This is supposed to take 4 months. It's been 11 months for this process to get going. But I
I'm
can finally go visit him.
I'm so sorry this has put a damper on your bang trip engagement. So Ashley and Lacey, her sisters, they are bike riding. And she's like, these are my sisters. These are my ride or dies. Till the casket drops.
Till the casket drops.
And they're basically like, you would have thought you'd be the last one. You'd be the one to get married. I mean, really. What that tells me is she's the slut of the sisters. Nothing wrong with that. But
no. Y'all,
If
Poodle was a white blonde woman in Florida, you would have been this.
I think I would have had a little more self-awareness.
If you grew up as pretty as she did, because she is pretty.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. there's not a lot in there. There's not a lot to Amber, y'all. I gotta be honest. There's not a lot there. So she's basically saying, the sisters are saying, you remember that she's financially supporting him now because he lost his job due to COVID.
Because he works in the tourism, and so many people lost their jobs.
And they're saying, you know, remember that when you come back here with Daniel, and I think Daniel hasn't said anything about coming back to the U.S.
No.
But she's basically assuming, like all Americans, that everyone wants to come here and that she's a golden Willy Wonka ticket.
Well, she said that they did start the K-1 visa, so maybe they've talked about that.
But she's done it all. He's just and it could be that he's just letting her do it all because he knows she will.
And again, the sisters are like typical 90 day. This is very much like 90 day. They're like, I wonder if he's coming here for the right reason. Does he just want to
all that come?
And we don't seem to get that vibe from him, but she is supporting him fully. And so much so that the sisters are the basic conversation of, I just hope he's here for the, you know, love. But so, then she talks to him on Skype, and that's where this got a little bit dicey.
And now he does have a new job. but it doesn't pay as well. And he's
we don't
like,
know what the job is.
Could you bring me a new phone when you come to visit?
Is that a new phone?
Now, y'all, we know a new phone. We know an iPhone these days, which I'm still like an old person. I'm still amazed at how expensive they are.
Oh.
Because I remember when phones used to be like $50.
It's true.
Flip phones.
Remember when you would buy a phone and not hook it up?
Yeah.
For
exactly.
Like four months after you bought it?
I'm not familiar. And but like when you buy a phone now, it's like $1,000.
It is.
And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
It's not, because it's all about supply and demand. And we use our phone for everything now.
I'm still angry about it.
I want you to think about this. That phone is the reason why you have been introduced to so many 9-inch dicks.
That does make it better.
Think about all the fucking you've done because of that phone.
You know, you're proving me wrong here, but so I'm you know, it's that's like that commercial, priceless. It's not cost of seeing your son graduate or cost of the flight here, $500. Cost of the flowers, $100. Cost of getting pummeled until to your eyes cross, priceless.
Yeah. You think about that with your phone. Exactly. Put some things in. Otherwise, you'd just be sitting at Fiesta Cantina wishing some
Which
twink.
Way you boys gonna buy me a drink next?
They're like, oh, Miss Poodle's here again.
Mm-hmm. How old is she anyway? Yeah. Shut up. Old enough to know better.
You're that queen that every time there's a new go-go boy who's a dancer, you just throw hundreds of dollars at them. Which would have been me,
more
too.
Like tens.
Yeah.
So they are, he says, give me,
but
bring,
she's full
why
on
you bring
crying.
Me your phone?
She's crying. She's like, why the phone? Because y'all.
Why am I making do this? And she's crying because here's the thing, y'all.
She's
her
crying
because tells her that she has made a bad decision.
She is crying because she made the wrong decision, y'all. Because not only does he need a new phone, y'all, he's 23 years old, so I can't be mad at him. He's fucking 23. He doesn't even check his email. And that is a thing for younger kids. Until they get jobs, I remember my nephews, even my youngest one now, he's in college, so it's a little bit more, but he's
not checking his fucking email.
He doesn't check his. No, they don't need to use email. They don't need to use it.
Even the generation now?
No. If you want something, you send them a fucking TikTok or a Snap. That's or a text, and that's how you tell them to. They use texting like email.
Okay. God. I don't understand any of this.
That just blew Poodle's mind.
No, but it's just.
Come at us with your kids. Now, until they get it, like, now that my oldest nephew got like a job with the city, he has a real job, he's like, oh, okay, email. But I still have never, ever personally emailed anything to him.
Email is still used business for everything.
But if you're 23 years old and you work on a tourist island, why does he need to check email?
I guess. But she should have told him. Maybe like, she didn't tell him that she was sending it.
Yeah. So anyway, she didn't tell him. And she's like, you didn't read the emails I sent you with all the... No. So she's like, so you don't have your papers yet?
Or your birth certificate or your police report.
She said, you've had 11 months to do this. And he's like, Costa Rican people are relaxed.
And I'm like, you're Venezuelan, honey. But I'm glad you've adapted.
Glad you've adapted.
But I've got to say, though, she's like, I've been doing all the work. And then she says to him, and this is where you guys realize she has a lot of resentment towards him. And this is what sucks. She's like, I hope you know all that I've sacrificed for you. And I hope that you can sacrifice for me.
This is a problem of being young, is that you really don't know how to communicate wants or needs at all.
Nope.
I think I'm calling it now. I think this one's going to crash and burn more than any of them.
This to me seems like it's the first to burn. I agree.
Because he even says, we find out next week, he says, I'm
got
glad
a secret.
She's here, but there's a secret I haven't told Amber, and I think she's going to be pretty pissed off about it.
I've got a secret. Is it?
It's not like that ABC show, y'all. It's not like that old game show.
Oh, I've God, got a what secret. What would it be?
I work at a sex resort.
No. No, it's going to be I'm already married.
I have a child.
I have a child. Or
I like had a drunk driving thing. I can't get it.
Or,
I can't,
yeah, or something, a crime. Or maybe he's a criminal record.
Like a criminal. I can't go there. Yeah. He's cute. He is cute.
It's not going to be, I have a secret, Poodle I don't Boudreaux. Like raisins.
Yeah, you, yeah, no.
It's not that.
I'm allergic to cauliflower.
No.
Not going to be that.
No.
You would have been so into him when you were like 25.
I would have. And I am I'm into him now. That's yeah, how bad it
he's
is.
He's very much your type.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's the kind I would drag home from Cobra.
Oh, boy.
Four nights a week.
On that note, y'all, we're going to keep going if you're on Reality Gaze Extra. But for our people on the free feed, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And on to the next disaster.
Oh, but what a beautiful, beautiful disaster.
Oh, I knew you were going to be into Steven.
Oh.
He is hot, I will say.
Y'all.
He is hot.
Okay, let's just talk about it now. I think Steven's huge.
Yeah, it's
big. Who's got the biggest dick on the show, Poodle? Use the gift.
Sherlon.
I think I agree. I think so as well. I think it's Sherlon, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Danielle, it's not really big, but don't you think it's probably very girthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all
wonderful.
They're all wonderful dicks.
Mark's got a decent penis.
Oh, yes. That's what brought them all back, y'all. That dick.
Oh,
but Steven is like, ooh.
You know, the memories of the island, fade, but the memories of that D remain.
That.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Martine and Steven.
Steven
I like it how – I'm just not to interrupt, but I like it how this show, 90 Day, always introduces the American first. And
oh,
these
yeah,
last like- two couples, they announced the person who's not American first.
I think that.
I think that's much more equitable way of doing it.
I agreed. And Steven is from Barbados. I'd like to go to Barbados.
It looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful.
It does.
I haven't really been to a lot.
The beautiful gem of the sea, he calls it.
I've never been to the... do you say Caribbean or Caribbean? Which one is correct?
I think if you ask Billy Ocean, he would say, Caribbean Queen.
Okay, now I want to sing that as a theme song for this. Why
didn't...
No more love on the run.
We don't have
a theme song for this, and it's
Caribbean, Caribbean.
It's technically not 90 days, so we probably should write a new theme song for this.
Give me another hour in the day. How about it? Can anyone send that to me? My DMs are open. You can send me that extra hour.
But
just don't take away my Rachel Maddow hour. That's the one hour of the day that I protect.
That's what Poodle needs. Y'all, but these producers know what they're doing. Literally, he comes out of the water.
Yeah,
he's built like this Greek god, Michelangelo sculpture. And then, y'all, the first rule of why this man is never going to commit. He's a disc jockey and an event promoter.
A disc jockey. Not just a DJ and not just a promoter.
He's both.
Y'all.
Now look, that's a great – he probably has a really great job for living in Barbados. But y'all, if you lock down that event promoter who never cheated on you, come at me. My DMs are open too.
You're the luckiest person alive.
You're still being lied to.
This man is. Yeah, he says he's only had a couple relationships, or he's been married. He was a long-term relationship. You know, this man's gonna cheat.
Well, here's the deal.
Can't you kind of see it in his face? I was saying a cheating.
I'm not really looking at his face a lot. But
I always say.
Actually, he's gorgeous.
I can always say I can see a cheat in their smile, especially men. I can't really see it in women. But
I don't think you're really noticing women smiles.
Well,
I don't think.
I just can't see it. But with men, there's something there's just a little glint. They're always gonna tell you what you want to hear.
I have a different perspective on this. So Steven's 33, Martine is 26. Martine is from Miami.
Uh-huh.
She's
a complete party girl.
I think this is jumping ahead a little bit, but I think it's fine to say. I think this relationship, and maybe I'll be wrong, but you know, other people are going to have secrets and things like that. I think this one is just, I'm interested to see, I want to hear the cheating thing from his perspective, because Martine is really coming at this like, I want to settle down, I want a diamond, and Steven is
I'm
like.
I'm glad we're already defending Steven.
No, I don't mean this as a defense. I mean as, this isn't a defense at all of him. It's more of, I just think these both of them are on two different planets as far as what they want.
This is the furthest apart that a couple is. And let me tell you, we're going to get into this, but there is a fatal flaw in Martine's thinking.
She's beautiful as well, actually.
And that flaw is that she brings up that Steven has been unfaithful to her.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, she says.
Mm-hmm.
And what she thinks to prove that they don't have trust issues anymore, to prove that he will commit to her, mm-hmm. she needs to leave Barbados an engaged woman. She has not communicated this to him
exactly.
And is going to tell him while she is there.
Now, and they actually met on, they met on a cruise.
Yes.
So like, y'all, they met, they both, it's not like she
they
went
were both
to his,
on a bank trip.
Yeah. It's not like she was on, he was there on a bachelor party and they ended up like hanging out on the, cause look, y'all, if you're on the cruise, guess what? There's people couple up because after a while,
that's
you've fucked
non-reality.
Everyone.
The cruise is the best version of non-reality we've got.
Have you ever hooked up with someone on a cruise?
Oh, of course. Come on.
I've never been on a cruise, so I wouldn't know.
Mine was only 2 days. I worked fast.
Wow. I mean, I'll do the sissy cruise, but that's just going to be a bunch of our listeners. And I'm not hooking up with any of them.
I'm not hooking up with any of y'all.
Just
going to
be
sorry.
All women. Sorry.
Unless you want to bring your husband.
No, no, no.
Y'all, it's not cheating if it's with Poodle, remember.
Wow.
It's just, wow. Just give them a free pass.
Please.
You can send me their headshots if you'd like.
The opinions of Jake Anthony are not the opinions of Reality Gays. Trademark.
Yeah, they are. So she basically, they went on this, she's like, we were just outside on the cruise. I was just twerking with my friends.
Just
so
twerking.
When you meet a boy mid-twerk, it just, just know this is not the fodder for a long, long, long-term relationship.
Imagine just twerking and you're like, this could be love. Why'd I feel so wow?
So she says, I've been cock blocked by COVID. Even though I sent him nudes, pics, all kinds of videos, they have been long distance in a relationship for 3 years.
They have.
I'm wondering, and I'm not that I'm there is a little bit about her that seems a little bit more that she seems like she can't do anything wrong. In the relationship, and she seems a little put upon.
She does seem in the right a little bit.
I wonder how committed he thinks they are. I wonder that.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's on a different – because, look, she's 26 years old. So he probably is thinking, oh, she's – there's a reason why a 33-year-old man probably wants to be a 26-year-old woman because he probably thinks she's fun. She doesn't want anything serious. So that's what – I don't mean that as a defense. I'm wondering, though, does he feel like he cheated on her? Because he says, though, that he even says, I enjoy this type of relationship because he said
–
We're having fun together. He's like, we're having fun together. I have an 8-year-old – I was in an 8-year relationship.
She's a 6-year-old.
And I have a 6-year-old daughter. I don't want that pressure from a long-term relationship. This is perfect. When she comes here, I'm able to see her. And then when she's not here, I spend time with my daughter and fuck other chicks.
I think you're right. But I don't think they've ever had a serious conversation.
That's what I think.
It's this paradise thing, y'all.
It's
Ariana's never had a serious conversation with Shirlon.
They start having a serious conversation, and then that mouth DJ plays the song they love, and they forget all about it. And they're all like, woo, woo, woo.
That, I have to tell you, that mouse DJ is like 15 years old.
I know nothing about like dance party music. Electro is Technotronic still the big dance people everybody listens
to? And then they hear another Avicii song. I think he's dead. Then they all got to go dance to it.
I have no idea.
Or what's that DJ? Skrillex. Or some I don't listen to DJ music either.
Yeah.
That DJ Mouse. It's not an actual mouse. Just so we're clear.
He's in like a weird Mickey Mouse costume.
Yes,
but
I
isn't
just want
he like
you,
called Mouse Man?
I think it's Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse. Yes.
I think I just need to make you aware that it's not actually a mouse. It's a person in a costume.
I learned that 3 years ago.
Okay. So she's talking with her friends. And they're all on a party boat, of course.
Yeah.
And she tells the friends that she's going to go down there and she wants to get
proposed
to.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great. I love. And then she's like, well.
And he actually cheated on me 2 years ago. It was like record scratch.
And Dead they go, Mouse just fell off the table.
And so she said, I forgave him, but I told him if this ever happens again, that I'm walking away. Yeah.
Walking away.
I'm walking away.
Waiter.
So I wrote down, so remember, we are to prove he's not a serial cheater. She wants to get engaged. And even the friends are like, honey, I think you have those reversed.
Again, this is a very... I think she's a young 26.
Yeah.
I don't think she's emotionally... I don't think she's I don't think she has a lot of wisdom yet, which is fine. Again, that's kind of... I do feel a little old when I watch this show because I'm like, yeah, that's what you do in your 20s. You just travel around and fuck people and you think things are serious and they're not.
Yeah, but you don't immediately want to get engaged.
Like,
you-
I did not want to get it. Maybe that's a. Did you want to? No, I think you don't want to get engaged.
I think
46.
this is a heterosexual thing more than it's a. No, maybe I'm wrong. But what I'd like to say is, even the friends say you can't even think about getting engaged until you resolve these trust issues. You can't even think about this.
They said, "Do you trust him?" And she says, "No."
Yeah.
Well, actually, she doesn't answer the question. Yeah. So, again, Poodle and I have said this before, getting married, having a baby, those life things don't fix a relationship.
No, they do not.
But when you're 26, some people do think, oh, if we just get married, then he'll commit.
Then and even for her, I think she's getting engaged, not for just for him, but for herself.
Like,
so
I'll wanna
she
commit.
Will believe it.
Yeah.
And so immediately if she's got that ring on her hand, she's an engaged woman and
then
she'll
it's
believe
real.
It. It's real for her. Again, this is all taking of these of this time in paradise, which exists in this weird liminal space where the rules of our normal lives don't apply.
Yeah.
And trying to make them real any way we can. And the people on this show are finding out that it is harder than previously thought.
Yes.
Do this.
Yes.
It's like camp. Like when we were at camp, I found out that talking to the bisexual boy and making out with him on the last night did not a substantial relationship make.
Although you said you were dating the entire summer.
Only that last week.
And then he made out with you and never called you again.
Maybe. And I think he sent me an IM or something.
An
back
IM?
When we used to use those.
A Yahoo chat message?
And then he just got my away message.
What was his name? I don't even remember
Peter.
Oh, it was Peter.
Yeah. Oh, such a cute straight boy. Or at that time, bi boy.
He was bi, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, those were the days. I never even felt his penis. God.
Well, that's when you had just kind of, you were just
I know,
out
I was
for
making
like a year.
My way out.
Y'all, believe it or not, I came out before Poodle, which sounds shocking, but no.
Sorry, my phone is, someone from Sophia, West Virginia is calling me. I got a call this morning from Poland.
What the?
We must have fans in Poland.
God, you fucked everyone. Okay, let's move on. So
anyway,
so you're like, okay, I think they're on the wrong page, but you know what? He's picking her up at the airport. He's bringing flowers. This is sweet. He got her this really pretty suite for them to stay at. And you're like, okay, this is going to go well.
No, this is part of the problem. This is part, even a bigger part of the problem.
Well,
he's not taking her to where he lives.
Well, I was going to make, that's going to go. And then you wonder, but, okay, he's not where he lives, but. Surely he's not hiding anything, or surely, you know, she's not crazy or anything. And then they go to dinner.
But I just want to reiterate, he's all about continuing the fantasy of vacation life.
He wants to have
vacation. This is not about reality.
She's there to help him get away from his own life.
Yeah. So they go to dinner. Yes.
They go to dinner, and they're getting drinks. God,
this
and the
was
waitress,
cringe as fuck.
And the waitress says, hey, wait a minute. Were you at that guy, the DJ at the party last week? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I love you. And Martine completely spins out of control.
And I'm not to defend this waitress, and I'll this is the thing. Number one, the waitress should have never said that. And obviously he's there with a woman who may or may not be his girlfriend. But
this one, I didn't mind. When the waitress said, again, I made that drink
just for you. Yeah, that's just
fucking bitchy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Very bad. So she says, she's like, you know, and she even said, I feel like you're very, what did she call him? She had a term for it. She's like something about designs or she had a very specific verbiage for it.
I didn't write it down, but I remember
she was basically saying you have a high profile on the island and you love it. You love, basically she's like, came in hard, y'all, throwing accusations, not trying to make communication between the two. Now, instead of saying she directed her anger mostly toward the woman, saying, there's some hoes in here. These hoes don't know how blah, 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 respect that, because she can't have anger towards him. But instead of saying, do you know this really bothers me? Do you know how it bothers me when women act that way? And instead of getting mad at the attention, say, have an actual conversation about how can we both feel better about fidelity in the future? Or when I see that happen, it makes me question you. And I'm worried with your job that you're having women throw themselves at you. He would have then said, not denying it, but he would have said, you know, I'm with you. That's it. You just have to trust me.
Well, she doesn't, it's not that specific. She even said to him, like, do you not know that my peace of mind is disturbed? And I thought, what does that mean? And because I also think it's very unrealistic on her part. Barbados is, I just looked it up. The population of Barbados in 2020 was 287,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. We don't know what town he lives in, but he lives in a specific town part of Barbados.
Right.
It's probably like maybe 50,000 people. And he's a DJ in this tourist. People are going to know who he is.
Right.
And honestly, and
it is a little unrealistic.
And
to
I'm like, girl, do you know how many hot guys I fucked that had no jobs and made no money? Bitch, this man's taking you out to shit.
Yeah.
Like she's saying they go to restaurants and everything for free. He's famous there. She's dating a local celebrity, and yet she's using his celebrity to be jealous when that's not even the issue.
That's a big contradiction. You're right.
It's complete. And she's, and I think probably it's shooting herself in the foot because he's probably hearing you're just being crazy. And he says, are you getting crazy? Because he's thinking she doesn't understand my job. But like you said, she hasn't communicated how this affects her personally.
Yep.
And they need to work on their trust, but him still have this job.
I, for one, would not call Martine crazy. You may wind up with a drink in your face.
Yeah.
A rum punch specifically made heavy on the rum.
That's true. Y'all, this show, except for the next couple, all of these problems would be somewhat solved if this all happened when they were 36 and not 26.
Totally. 100%.
It's just like, it's like young people drama.
Yeah, because it's really hard to communicate in your 20s. You're trying, number one, you don't know how. You're worried about what the other person is going to think.
Oh, I was a mess.
Communication basically means being so brave in and being vulnerable enough to have an open dialogue with someone that you are going to want to talk about the really uncomfortable stuff.
Yep.
And even at peril to your own ego or fears. And yep, that's really hard to do in your 20s.
Yep.
So anyway, I don't see a lot of good happening for them in the future. That's just me.
And Martine says, if the girls are doing this in front of my face, I can't imagine what they're doing when I'm not here.
See, that's the thing. She's more obsessed with the girls than she is what they're doing than what her boyfriend tells her.
It also makes me think, I wonder, though, if that's what you love about him, his good looks, his celebrity, that you're attracted to that.
Yeah.
And if he was just probably a normal guy who had a normal job on the island, I don't know if you would be in love with him, honey.
I think that's a fair assessment. Mm-hmm. I think what would happen if he got into selling insurance, would she still be...
Because she's a...
That's what I would throw that on her.
Because she knows what these girls are thinking because she was that girl that mm-hmm. fucking landed him.
So maybe she wants to kind of be because she likes the drama. She wants to be the fiance of the guy.
She wants the trophy.
Yeah. She wants that trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Let's go to Panama. I must say, this is now, I hope for this couple more than any of the others. They have a lot against them, but
I don't think it's going to work.
I do hope for them, mostly because there's a lot against them, but they have the longest relationship, and they've just got a weird romance thing going on that we haven't seen in the other couples.
I'm just saying, if Melissa Etheridge decides to do a show in Panama,
don't say that.
That Kay is gonna
don't say get a that wonder because not. Well, you know, there's no reason that she can't commit to a man later if she's bi.
I'm just saying, but she's already not into monogamy. She already said so. I don't.
Think I know that that it's that not gonna, kind of that kind of ugh.
Again, I they're just kind don't of know. Like. These both people haven't communicated with the one. Yeah. Let's jump in. So first we meet
Mark and Kay.
We meet Kay. It's spelled like Key. Kay. Kay. And she is 36 and she's buff as fuck, which she should be. She's a personal trainer.
Argentinian personal trainer. She lives in Bocas. I can't remember the place. Bocas, Panama. In Costa Rica. Sorry, Panama. Thank
They're
you.
They're in Panama.
But Bocas to something, but they call it Bocas.
But she's traveled everywhere and they've been. She's a big... travel a lot in her life. She says,
I've had lots of boyfriends, but never me with a gringo.
And never. And she said, I love the island life. I love it. I love it. I love it. And she's like, I love to work out on the beach. It soothes me. So she's a personal trainer and nature is great for her. That's kind of what she's into. Cut to Mark is from California, a white
39.
Guy. She goes gringo. And she says, and so tell me, I got confused, Poodle. What's their history? So they met 9 years ago? Explain this to me.
He was running the hostel, because of course.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So she's a free-spirited travel person. Y'all, this is
which
Evelyn.
Is what you do when you're 28. Yeah. It is
this
Evelyn.
Is,
oh, my
this
God.
This is Evelyn.
This is Evelyn and Corey.
That's what... I literally said that early in the podcast. You just kind of stared at me.
Yeah, Gary, roll that tape. I didn't hear it.
Y'all, I hate my life this time where this one comes up with, oh, wait, you're right. This is Evelyn. She's a lot. She's a kind of a warmer version of Evelyn.
Yeah.
But she's very beachy like Evelyn is.
Yeah.
And they both need to use a little more moisturizer and need to stay out of the sun more.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they both have not worn their sunscreen.
She's not going to age well.
Yeah. So they are, he was running a hostel and she was a guest and he said, we're both free spirits. And so all of a sudden one night she just pulled him onto the dance floor and it was like a scene from Itu Mama Tambien, except for without the other guy.
Yeah.
Which is why I love that movie.
Which is why I love that movie too.
And they're all excited. And she's like, and the next, and then we went to her room and we continued our relationship.
Yep, it was very well said.
So they basically she left and they talked in Argentina and then all the time. So they were kind of having a quasi. I don't know if they were. I guarantee you, Kay is someone who never wants to put a label on her relationship.
Oh,
and so probably she was talking to him. He would ask her about things and she would say, no, I'm not this. We can be blah, 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 friends who see each other. Let's meet up again in Bocas. And then he stopped hearing from her completely because
she just kind of fell off the map.
She went to rehab for ketamine.
Mm-hmm.
And, or the way it's known as Special K.
Oh, boy, the fly just flew in my face.
K. Can you not pierce the toast when I'm talking about drug use?
I thought it was a bee. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a bee.
So, yes.
I don't know how many times you've freaked out about either a fly or a gnat, and you went, I thought it was a bee.
Okay. Sorry. Keep talking about
let's talk
ketamine.
About serious things. So okay. This is and y'all, there are people who have big ketamine problems. And I think they're still trying to use it as a treatment for something. Here, I need to be more up
it
on this.
It can be – can it be used as an anesthesia?
It's horse tranquilizers. Special K. Ketamine's for depression. Yeah, that's – I was going to say that's where they've been using it, psychedelics and also psychedelics.
Mm.
But it's – it is – but that was 9 years ago, so who knows. But – She was in rehab. She called him and told him she was in rehab, and he flew immediately down there with her.
He did.
And then he went with her to outpatient. He was living with her family. He spoke no English. And because of the stress of everything, they kind of broke up 6 months in. He went back. They kind of – and he said – he even says, this is the part that gets me, and this is the part that is this romance, this kind of weird, what is it? What's the Bridges of Madison County kind of thing where he said, the Notebook, what if I would have stayed? Y'all, and I know the Notebook isn't real. What if I would have stayed? What if I would have learned Spanish? So this is this weird 9 to 10 year fulfillment. That's what makes this story so compelling. So, again, I'm probably going to disappoint it. I'm going to get disappointed.
Y'all, it's a lot of buildup, and it's going to fail. Kind of like when my Aunt Peggy, it's like when my Aunt Peggy married her high school sweetheart after their 50-year reunion. They got divorced in a week.
This is different than Aunt Peggy and her high school sweetheart.
Well, we'll see if Mark ends up putting new tires on his Ford Explorer, and if he divorces her like Aunt Peggy did her husband.
So she messaged, she out of the blue messaged him, and she said, I've moved to Bocas, and they started chatting. And I don't, has he gone down there again? I don't think he, I think like, it's the like first time.
This is the first time there. So he's going down there, and he's going to ask her to move to America to be with him.
Yeah. So she's getting coffee with her friend Vicky.
Yes,
and Vicky's really cute.
But we're seeing this is not, they're not on the same page. Because,
I agree.
First of all, can you imagine when her friend Vicky says, when's the plane coming? She says, when I hear the plane, I'll head to the airport. Can you imagine living in a place where you hear
I'm
the
kind
one,
of into it.
I it made me like,
when I hear the plane, I will go.
Look, boss, the plane. I mean, I was kind of like, wow. I don't know what that would be like.
Yeah. I cackled when I heard that. And that tells you everything you need to know about Kay, y'all. I'm kind of in love with her, just to be honest.
Oh, she's,
I love Kay.
Her energy and everything is very just.
God, I love her. Yeah. She is exactly the people who I met when I was in Chile. People like expats who are living in American expats. Or even for people who've moved other places to get away from their life there, it is very, they have had to either do work on themselves, and their energy is such an accepting place, and everything is kind of what you see is what you get. It's interesting. So she shows Vicky a picture and says he's sexy, and Vicky goes, oh my God. And y'all, he is hot. He is very like my type in my 30s and 40s type. Like, he's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cute. He's not as much my type, but he is cute. He is
Oh,
cute.
He's my type. Definitely.
He is. He is your type.
He's not black, so it'd be hard for him to be your type.
Well, you didn't say it. So, but he says, or her friend says, she's like, wow, he's really sexy. And she says, are you in love? And Kay just kind of goes, doesn't say anything. And her friend's like, oh my God, you are in love.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a total romance. This is going to work out. Nothing
then
can come between this.
He wants me to move to America with him. And she's like, I don't want to go. And then she says, nothing is special about America except peanut butter. They probably do have the world's best peanut butter. I will say Americans or people or immigrants who come here often ship American peanut butter overseas because you cannot get peanut butter.
Wow.
I agree. American peanut butter is the best. You could not get, when I lived in Austria, it was impossible to get good peanut butter. You could get Nutella, but peanut butter, no, you can't. I remember my mother would ship me Jif.
Do peanuts even grow at other places in the world a lot? I know peanuts are such an American thing.
And they're an export, but I don't know if peanuts are all grown in America. It's a good question. I would need, like, before I have an opinion on this, I would like to research it.
I'd like to research it. So, but then not even that. She's like, Vicky says, well, does he think you're not seeing anyone else? And that's where Kay says, monogamy doesn't really, it's
she's
not
like,
important
I didn't sleep
to me.
With anyone last night.
I don't think it's healthy. So that's where I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know if she's talked about her opinions on monogamy with Mark. I will say, I don't know. I don't think Kay is leaving to go to America. Maybe he'll decide to live there with her.
Because look, if this is where she's especially established a sobriety, she's not going to want to interrupt that. That could be very triggering for her.
You're exactly
right. Also, too, I worry that with people, just in my experience of kind of lengthy experience of counseling and stuff, the people in... You know, when you're in a relationship with someone who's struggling with addiction, it's hard because when you're with them, they can make you feel like you are the only person in the world. But then at the same time, they've got their own demons and things that they're working with. And Mark might feel like she wants to be with him and he thinks she wants to move to California. But I'm worried when he gets there, what's the reality of their situation going to be?
Yeah. I think she may have messaged him because she was kind of taking inventory and she was thinking, who of the people who've been there for me?
And he flew there. Yeah.
And so she's
hope he learned a Duolingo at least this time. Come on.
I hope so too. Those are our four couples, y'all. I don't know if anybody, we haven't seen any more from the trailer, I don't believe. Oh. I think it might be just these four.
I feel like there was another one, but maybe not.
Maybe.
We don't know how many episodes this is. Is it six episodes?
It's airing every Sunday.
It drops on Sunday on Discovery Plus.
It may be a single life-ish thing where they have a tell-all.
Really?
So I don't know. I do not know. But they would have to... I guess they could do a com with all the other people because they all don't have K-1s to go here.
I guess they could.
Yeah. I don't know. With Discovery Plus, they don't tell you how many episodes things are. They just drop a couple. And this
they don't.
Because Life was what, 12? But not including the Pillow Talks.
I think so. Yeah, I'm looking at a Deadline, a Variety article, and it doesn't say. It does,
yeah, and they don't.
Although it does show Mark with his shirt off. And
he's hot.
He is hot. Okay, maybe I was wrong. It really was called 90 Day : Caribbean
That's
Love.
What I'm saying.
No, I mean, I'm just wanted to say that.
They did not know. Y'all, this is with streaming. It's the Wild West out there right now.
Pew, pew, pew.
Things are happening so quick.
Well, y'all, we're excited. This is going to be a fun little ride. I think that I love Discovery Plus and I hate them because they don't want us to sleep, apparently.
No. It could be... See you in paradise?
I kind of like that. In paradise.
We'll fuck you in paradise.
We'll fuck you in paradise, y'all. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.